How do you best explain the Trinity to kids? More than that, how do you best explain the Trinity to adults, right? Unfortunately, we'll begin by saying every earthly example or illustration we may use falls short. In some way or somewhere along the lines, fully encapsulating God's true nature, triune nature, is hard. In fact, with these inferior illustrations taken at face value and applied to God, they can begin to lead into heresy and incorrect understandings of God. Maybe you're used to some of them. God is like an egg. God is like water. Or God is like wearing different hats. Each one of those actually delves into wrong views on the Trinity if you're not careful. Even on surface, they can. Let me give you some wrong views on the Trinity that you need to be aware of. Modalism is one. Modalism taught all three persons are different models of the Godhead. A typical modalist would regard God as the Father in creation, the Son in redemption, and the Spirit in sanctification. In other words, God exists as a Father, Son, and Spirit in different eras, but never as triune. But there's one major problem. Even the New Testament identifies that Christ was there at creation. So that is modalism. That would be the one that we would say, that's why that idea of water being illustrated or an egg are wrong. They tend to be modalistic. What about tritheism? That's another wrong view. This confesses the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as three independent beings or three separate gods who share the same substance, right? We are monotheists. You can see how we say we have one God, not three. That one's wrong. Arianism, it taught that the pre-existence of Christ was the first and greatest of God's creatures, but denied that Christ was fully divine. Christ was the first created man, but he wasn't fully divine. That's Arianism. Docetism taught that Jesus Christ is purely divine being who had the appearance of being human. So he was fully God, but he only appeared to be human. Regarding his suffering, some versions taught Jesus' divinity abandoned him on the cross. Others say he only appeared to suffer, much like he only appeared to be human. So they're denying his humanity in that one. Ebionism says and taught that while Jesus was endowed with particular gifts, which distinguished him from other humans, he was nonetheless still to be regarded as purely human. So he had supernatural gifts, miracles, but he wasn't necessarily fully divine. Macedonianism, the Holy Spirit, they would say, is a created being. This would similar to be to Arianism, except for they're saying, instead of like Arianism, Christ was created, they'll say the Holy Spirit was created. Adoptionism, Jesus was born fully human to Mary, but then adopted, either by his resurrection by John, or his baptism by John, or his subsequent resurrection, but either way, he was born human and then adopted a divine nature. We can say that's wrong as well. And then partialism taught that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit together are components of one God. This led them to believe that each of the persons of the Trinity is only partly God, only becoming fully God when they finally came together. By the way, John Wesley held to this view. In one of his songs, he'll say, Christ emptied himself of all but love. That's a wrong view of the Trinity. Maybe you're familiar with this chart. If you're not, this is a really good one to help you. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and you'll see how it says each one is God, but is not the other, but they are God. You see that? It's really, really a helpful chart. You can find that anywhere. This is not unique to me. Neither is this next illustration to help. This is helpful for a visual kid. If you're going to help with kids, this is hard to explain on a recording, so hopefully you can see this on the video. But this is helpful for a visual kid. Let me give you another way to explain the Trinity to kids. This one perhaps is a little bit more famous. This other one, neither are original to me. Another way they could say it, there are three who's and there is two what's. Say, what do you mean? There are three, or not two, that's wrong. There are three who's, there is one what. That would be really bad. Don't do that one. There are three who's, there is one what. You say, what do you mean? And let's help with kids, all right? So we can start with who are you, right? We can say you are Fido. We've got Fido, right? Just pretend like Fido, your pet. Abraham Lincoln and me, Caleb. Sorry. So who are you? And what are you? Well, Fido is a dog. You see that? that's Fido, helping a kid understand. Abraham Lincoln is president, or was president. And Caleb, if I'm explaining this to my child, I'm your dad, right? All right, so there are, here's the who's and who are the what. Now let's do the same exercise with God, all right? You can say, who are you? We've got God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what are you? Well, the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God, right? There are three who's and one what, right? So either way, you could use the chart. It's kind of a visual explanation, or you can have fun with that one. You could even fill in with other who's and things like that, all right? But how do you best explain? I hope that will be a help to you.